achilles truma. You mean to be machmer, the yoise shita chumra, the get hilchas achilles truma. When can a kohen start eating truma? When it's seisig chovin. When is it called seisig chovin? According to Rabbi Yehuda, after 15 minutes, it's called seisig chovin. According to Rabbi Yosi, you have to wait 16 minutes. Because he has another second yet. After Rabbi Yehuda's suffix starts Rabbi Yosi's suffix. That's the chumra ready. El achilles truma. That the Kahanim are not allowed to eat truma, even though they were table in the daytime, the way they were supposed to. But they're not allowed to eat the truma until it comes Vade Laila, Rabbi Yosi's Laila. Rabbi Yochanan is saying a chumras here. The late time, don't think Kisholim ben Hashemoshes Rabbi Yehuda Lailahu, that as soon as Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashemoshes ends, it's Vade Lailam, Venechel, and you're also allowed to eat Truma or Kayin, that was Tom in the daytime. Now you could eat, Umemela Nami, Linya Moitsoy Shabbos. The same thing for Moitsoy Shabbos is the Locha now. Lo Yarminik Rabbi Yehuda. We don't say on Moitsoy Shabbos, 15 minutes after Shkia, you could do Moloch already. The name of the Rabbi Yosi Lailahu Bishari. Then we go, no, we have to be machmud, Rabbi Yosi Shita, and say, no, it's still Ben Hashemoshes, and you can first do Moloch and Moitsoy Shabbos after Rabbi Yosi's the Sophic. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, famous Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If you only see one star in the sky, that's still called Vada Yom. It's not even a Sophic yet. Shnayim Ben Hashemoshes. When you see two stars in the sky already, that's called Sophic Ben Hashemoshes. It's Friday, when you see two stars already, you can't do Malacha. Shloisha, if you see three stars already in the sky, that's called Laila. Then it's Mutter to do Malacha already, Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Maratanya Namiyachi, I have Rai for this. Same Nacha Brais of the same Malacha. Koicha Vechad Yom. You only see one star in the Shemayim, it's still Vada Yom. Shnayim, you see two stars in the Shemayim, that's already Sophic Ben Hashemoshes, you can't do Malacha. Sophic, maybe it's Laila already. Shloisha, when you see three stars in the Shemayim, it's already Vade Laila. Omer Rabbi Yosi, but you should know, Loi kechovim gedolim hanirim b'yoyim, it doesn't mean very, very big stars. Because the very, very big stars, sometimes you can see them even throughout the daytime. Then you can't say when you see three stars it's Laila. It's possible to see three big stars even when it's day yet. For Loi kechovim ketanim, it doesn't either mean three very, very small stars. Shenir mele b'laila. Because such small stars, you can only even see one of them at nighttime. And we're saying when you see one, it's still daytime. So it means the very, very small stars that won't come out. Because you can't see a very, very small star until it's mamish very late. So you can't say it's yom. Elo, what are we talking about? Beninim. We're talking about middle-sized stars. Middle-sized stars, one you can start seeing when it's still daytime. When you see two of them already, that's already ben hashemoshes. And when you see three stars, beninim, then you know it's called laila. That's the Yikir Adin. So try... There's no Rashi in this. Here's Mikir Adin, but Allah has brought down, since we're not Makir, we don't know Klor, what's called the big star, what's called the small star, we're always Machmer to wait till you see three small stars. There's three big stars, treat like the Zagat to Mitzvah Shabbos. Treat, if you see three big stars, you can't do Malacha, the Mora says that can still be the daytime. No, Mikir Adin, if you see three medium stars, it should be enough. But Halacha, we're machmir to see three small stars, because we're not bucky to know exactly what's called a benini, what's called a small one, or a big one. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Bar Rabbi Zvida, Hoise Malacha, says this is another pshat also, Kasha also in Rabbein Atam. Rabbein Atam, Shittur is 72 minutes. So Kasha is 72 minutes, you see stars, mamish, the Shemayim is full of stars before that. How can you see 72 minutes? So there's a few pshatim in it. One pshat the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to Rabbeinu Tami, it only means if you don't see stars. Avadi is also asking this Gemara. If you do see stars, even according to Rabbeinu Tami, it's called Vade Laila. Rabbeinu Tami is just saying in a case where it's cloudy, or a place where you don't see stars, then after 72 minutes, that's Vade Laila. There's not even a Suffolk Laila anymore. Before that, it's a Suffolk, but that's only providing you don't see the stars. When you do see the stars, it could be Laila according to Rabbeinu Tami. That's one pshat. Right, we're saying there's all menhagim. There are other pshatim who say no. The quantum of time, he means bedafkam. You have to wait 72 minutes. We see stars. The quantum of time, you have to say we're not nikker. What's called benim? What's called gedolim? Maybe all the stars we see quantum of time are called gedolim. We're only seeing big stars. But the small stars or the medium sized stars first came out 72 minutes later. So this is machlokes. What's from the benim time? Right. Omer Reb Yosi, Reb Zvida. Hoise malocha b'shnei ben hashemoshes Chayiv Chatas. Azoy the locker is Friday night. Ben Hashemosh you do a malocha. You're not Chayiv Chatas. Because you did it Ben Hashemosh, maybe it's still Friday, maybe it's still Yom. Lochus, you have to bring an Oshem Toli. You have a Sofik, you did a, it's called a Sofik Aveiro. You bring a Korban Oshem. But now, let's say the person did a malocha Friday night Ben Hashemosh, and he also did a malocha Shabbos night Ben Hashemosh. What's the locha now? He's two Ben Hashemosh the Friday night, he's 6 o'clock Friday did a malocha, and 6 o'clock Shabbos did a malocha. And both 6 o'clock is Ben Hashemosh. Zotma now, he's Chai V'chatis. He vada yafi bin korban. There's no sofik. Why? Well, manushach. Manushach is called, he did a malacha Shabbos. If you want to say 6 o'clock is called daytime, so it was only 6 o'clock of Shabbos. It's Shabbos, did a malacha. If you want to say 6 o'clock is called nighttime, so on Shabbos, it's Matsoy Shabbos, but it did the malacha Friday at 6 o'clock. So manushach, he did a malacha. So he vada yafi bin achatis. So Drashi, bishnei ben hashmoshes. Erev Shabbos, did a malacha on Erev Shabbos, or Matsoy Shabbos. The Elam Echot was one Elam. He didn't know in between that he was doing an Avera. He thought it's mutter to write on Shabbos. So he was writing Friday and he was writing Shabbos. Ein kan oid Oshrim. He doesn't have to bring an Oshrim anymore. Tolui Elachatis. It's not called the Sofik Avera. Now it's called Vadi Dira Vadi Avera. From a Manushach. Eilailu, if it's called a Laila, is Chayav al Erev Shabbos. If the Ben Hashemosh is nighttime, so Friday did a Malach on Shabbos. Vishal Mitzoy Shabbos and a klum. I was saying Mitzoy Shabbos is not Shabbos anymore. It's mutter. Viyamamahu Elamai Ben Hashemosh is called Yoim. Chayiva Mitzoy Shabbos. He's Chayiva Mitzoy Shabbos. Viyain Shal Erev Shabbos klum. Now Rashi Lake C. Ukagoin the Ovid Lake Kol Ben Hashemosh. We're talking about now we did the Malach of Kol Ben Hashemosh. The whole time throughout the Ben Hashemosh, he was doing Malach. The Lekal is Svuke Lahai Betchilos Lahai Betsoifer. We have now the Gemara, Ben Hashemosh takes time. There's at least 15 minutes for Ben Hashemosh Lalochem. We all like if you do. There's 15 minutes. And the Gemara before said there are three Sveikas of Ben Hashemosh. I mean, it's possible to say the first 5 minutes of Ben Hashemosh is daytime. The last 5 minutes is nighttime. It's a suffix to say maybe there are two dinim to Ben Hashemosh, right? Or three Sveikas. Maybe the whole 15 minutes is daytime. Maybe the whole 15 minutes is nighttime. There's also something, maybe it's both. Like the first 7 minutes is daytime, and the last 7 minutes is nighttime. So if you have that suffix, Rick Rashi here then, maybe the Friday the Ben Hashemosh did the Malacha, the first 7 minutes of Ben Hashemosh. Maybe that's called Yom. And on Shabbos, he did the Malacha, the last 7 minutes of Ben Hashemosh, which is called nighttime. So when I saw that, he didn't do a Malacha. His Shabbat only be a Korban Hashem, it shouldn't be a Chatas. Why do we say it's Vadi called a Chet? About Ben Hashemosh, the Sultan, maybe it's Yoim, maybe it's Laila, we don't know if he did a Chet. Therefore, Rashi Shita is, you have to say, he did the Malacha throughout the whole Ben Hashemosh. The whole 15 minutes he was writing. He was doing a Malacha of Ksiva writing, and the whole 15 minutes he wrote. So then it's good, Monashach. Whatever it is, he did it both days. So Zicha, one of them was day, or one of them was nighttime. It's called he did a Malacha on Shabbos. The other way to learn is, Tosfos before learns, you have to say like Rashi did the Malacha the whole time, no, he did the Malacha the exact same second both times. The Mashal, 6 o'clock. It's true. Ben Hashemosh is from 5 to 6 till 10 after 6. That's the 15 minutes of Ben Hashemosh. But he did it, he was writing 6 o'clock Vadiyak on Friday night, and 6 o'clock Vadiyak on Shabbos night, he was writing. So and also you have the same Vadai, he did a Chet. Because whatever din it is today, it's the same din tomorrow. So the Manashach, either it's day or it's night. It can't be like nothing. It has to be the one of the two. So about Ivadai did a Malach on Shabbos, that's enough to be Mechayim. So interesting, I'm not sure why Rashi has to say he's a Kimtum. Zayin Rashi means like he actually something then. Like it's not Shayatim Mavari, he said the exact second he did it today, he did it tomorrow night also. Therefore Rashi gets out of it easily, say that he did the Malach the whole Ben Hashemoshes.
One day, Kulam and Ayom, the next day, Kulam and
Alayla,
like you said before, Ben Hashemosh. So it's possible one day at night, one day at night.
Yeah, that's today's discussion, Rashi, right. Today's discussion. Yeah, that's today's discussion, Rashi. Fish Bakunsh, right. Here, Rashi said a Chiddush that Shayat is say one day's Ben Hashemosh is daytime, and the next day's Ben Hashemosh is nighttime. That's the discussion. Lo Niro, the Rishon Kulam Yemiyim, they says the Vesu, the Yom LaKama Mishmaid, Lo Yisum Loch B'Shtei Ben Hashemosh Chayav Chatas Monoshoch. Yeah. All right. Bye. Yeah, Amalei Rava l'Shemaya, Rava told the Shamish, Osun, you people, like Kim l'chubish yuray, the Rabbanan, you don't know exactly when Ben HaShemoshes is, like you don't know when it starts the Sotik of Shabbos, so you have to light the candles at Lokas Nes before Shabbos. So when she light the candles, the Shimush Shareish Diklo, when you still see the sun on the top of the column of the palm trees, ask Lushargo, that's the time to light the nerves. Then like it's a Vadai Yoim, there's no Sofik. If you can still see the sun, even on top of the palm trees, you know, Vadi, it's Yoim, that's a good time. Shrashi, Bishur the Rabbon and Ben HaShemoshes. There's people that are not the Kiyim exactly when Ben HaShemoshes is, you should light candles before him. Atli Adliku was an Erba Boy Yoim. For the Gemara, V'yoyim ha'mu'nein mai, what do you do on a cloudy day, when there's no sun altogether? See, even on top of the deco tree there's no sun. When can I light then? Or else B'mosa, in the city, right, so they can't, there's no column, there's no palm trees there. So when do I know when to light? Chazi tarnagoto. You look at the tarnagolas, at the chickens. Trashi ha'yoshvim ala kuris, neboy yoyim. They sit on sticks on daytime. V'chein ha'orvim besod. The same thing, the orvim, mar b'davra, people in the city. Urvi, look at the orvim, the ravens. Basically, if you do what they used to sit on sticks in the daytime, as soon as it comes daytime past, they will go off the sticks. So, kol zaman you see the chicken sitting on the sticks, you can name on its vada yoyin. Inami adani. Look at this type of restaurant. There's an asa type of a grass. Ostrashi adani asa hakruyim aloyim. For all in shaloi, interesting the leaves it has. Noitin letzad hachamer. It always turns towards the chamer. Shachar is kufuf from the mizruch. In the morning, the leaves faced east. In the middle of the daytime, they're standing straight up. At nighttime, they start down already. They start burning down tomorrow. So what? Some may know that nighttime is all the way down. If you see it coming down, you have to know how far down it's coming. So you get a certain point down. As 1 o'clock in the afternoon starts turning down, you don't have to light 1 o'clock. Start means before it reaches all the way down, you should light. Turn around, Bonin. Sheish tkiyois toiken erev Shabbos. Used to be a takanim with Rabbonin to have six blowings erev Shabbos. They used to warn the people to know it's going to be Shabbos, stop doing the melacha. Rashi sheish tkiyois, afa truest the minyan. Even the truer is also the minyan. They say this lehem tkiya, truer tkiya. They used to blow first a tkiya, then a truer, then nochem more tkiya. What were the six tkiyas for? Rishonah, the first blowing was lahat libotel esam mimlocha. Shevasodis. That the people working outside, the farmers working outside in the city and in the fields, they should stop doing melacha because they have the longest trip to get home. They're all the way out in the fields, so you have to blow for them like 40 minutes before the shkia. They should know to stop doing the melacha in the sadis. Shania, the second kir is libotel ir, to stop the people working inside the city. The chanuyas, people have the stores, to close the stores. That's easier to get home, so they need less time. Shash libotel melacha shebesadis. They're the first ones because they have a journey to get into the city. People should stop selling in the stores. Shlishis, the third key was lahadlik es aner. People should know it's time to light the ner already. Light the ner Shabbos. Divi Reb Nosson, Zav Reb Nosson. Reb Yehuda Nosson Yoyimenein Shlishis lachalis tefillin. People used to wear tefillin the whole day in the Gemara's times. So tell you, start taking off your tefillin. That was the third key. Vishoya, then they waited between the third and fourth kiyah, could they tzliyaz da cotton? How long it takes you to roast the small fish? Or could they lahadvik pas patanam? Or else to put your bread inside the tanner? And Avadi Yatta said there was enough time that the bread should be fully baked before Shabbos. In other words, the Shalit, you can't do it. The Xavier, you come to take it off on Shabbos. So you have to say there was a good, at least about 18 minutes at least yet, that you'll have enough time to take the bread out of the oven. But used to blow, they used to wait this amount of time in between the third and fourth tkiya. Then the tkiya, they would make a tkiya again, that was the fourth one. Or Maria, they make the truest, that's the fifth one. For tkiya, they'll make another tkiya, that's the sixth one. For shavis, then everybody will be mekabel Shabbos. It's after the sixth tkiya, then you'll be mekabel Shabbos. Trashi, lechalitz tfilin, yivahadlokas nebrevias. According to Yehuda Nosi, the fourth tkiya was for hadlokas nebrevias. Ladder pass patana, vadayin yeshoyet, there'll still be enough time yet, that the face of the bread will become baked well. Shaynomarim atkiyas, the Elohisif mechilal akodish. They blew much earlier, way before Shkia, in order to also have a sofa, to be meisif mechilal akodish. That's a mitzvah deraisim, to make taste for Shabbos. V'tokeyam riya v'tokeya, drashya reishayis. That's what you have to raise. It's the sixth kiyas. V'shoyvis means chal Shabbos lov. But after the sixth kiya, they're makabel Shabbos ready. Amr Abishim Gamliel. Ma nasanu v'avloyim, what you do to the people in Bovil, she'etokeyan amariyan, that at the end they just make it kiya and a maria and a trua. V'shoyis and the makabel Shabbos right away. So chur kashrut, they only have five. Is mitoich marian, v'shoyisim mitoich marian. Taken a marine is chur hevelei chamisha. They only have five tkiyas then. They're missing the sixth one. The teretz is el l'shet taken first to make the end. The fourth one is a tkiya. V'chozen v'taken, and they make another tkiya again, a fifth one. U'marine, then they make a trua. V'shavsin, mitoich marine. And then the shavas, the makabah shavas, the sixth one, which by them is called a trua. Minig of the same yudayim. That's the meaning of that of the same. It's not so gefilik. They also have six tkiyas. Just less say there's not a tkiya, a true tkiya. It's a tkiya, tkiya, then a true. The more master lay Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yitzchak pray. Rabbi Yehuda turned his learned to teach toward his son Rabbi Yitzchak. Shniya lehad lekes aner. The second tkiya was to tell people to light the neiros already. Not the mekabel shabbos, but to light neiros. Commands that tomorrow like Reb Nosef, like Reb Yehuda Nosef. It's not like either of them. So he had before the question whether it was the third one or the fourth one, but nobody said the second kiyah. So the Gemara Ella Yapsi even according to him was Ella Shlishes Lad Lokas Saner. Command Reb Nosef. That he also was like Reb Nosef. The third kiyah was in order to light the nerves. Torah the Rabbi Shmuel. Sheish tekiyah is taken there as Shabbos. They used to blow six tekiyahs of Kon in the city. They have six tekiyahs before by Erev Shabbos. His chulit kaya, they made the first kia, tkiya rishayna. What was the first kia for? Nimnu aimdim basodim maladim. As the farmers work in the field, we stop plowing, maladim, pulling out the seed, the weeds, or malachra, to make the plowing, or malasas ko malacha shebasodis. They would stop doing all the malachas in the sodom. Over v'yena kroivim rishayna konis. But it wasn't time yet that the people living near the city should stop working. Because they had a right, or if you're a poil, a workman, your machoy is still to work. Don't think the first blowing spotted you from working. No, since you're near the city, you have to still work it. Only the workers in the fields, they have a right to stop by the first kia. Until the far ones come in, and they come in together. The people that work near the city, they have to wait till the farmers come in from the faraway fields, and they're both coming together. But the people, mamers, the storekeepers inside the city were still open. And they had their like shades open. Or Teresim is like their front. We put the produce outside on the front. There's Menachem. His chulat kaya tkiya shni. Then they brew a second tkiya. Nistalko Teresim. They took away the trays outside the stores. And they closed up the shop altogether. You're still allowed to cook things on the pot, on the oven, on the kira. You had pots there and you had hot water there. They blew the third kia, silakam salak. They took off everything off the oven already. And whatever hatmona they want to do, they did not buy join. They lit in their Shabbos already. Then they waited, could they flee as that cotton, not long time, that you can still roast a fish. Oy, could they had big pasta tanner, so you could put bread in the tavish and then let it bake. Then they made another tkiyo Maria Vutakeya. Vishavis. Then they were Makabel Shabbos. It's a little different seder, but it's all the pshat of the corner to have six tkiyas. Even after the sixth key, it's not Shabbos yet. You're still allowed to light in there. Havadim Matchili should do it after the third key. But if somebody forgot, you still could light after the sixth key. What's the raya? Shere nitnu chachom mishir lechazna knesses loelech shofar lebeisai. Like a monashach. You can't say the chazan when he blows the shofar for the last key, that's it, that's Shabbos. Because you have a kasha, he himself is still holding the shofar. The Shofar is Muksa on Shabbos. What can he do with the Shofar? Elamai Pshita, there's still some time left, even after he gets finished blowing, that he could take his Shofar back home. So, Mele, if you heard the last key and you didn't light nervous yet, you should know it's not Shabbos, and he can still light. It can't be like that. Because they'll be sure that people always say, the keys are not Emes. There's still more time to go. Ella, you have to say it was Bediyak. the last chiyah was mamish chiyah, was mamish chiyah. Elo mokem tznua yesh lehem leish loy lechazna knesses b'reish gagoy sheshom moniach shofroi. Avada, the second after he blew the shofar, he put the shofar down where he was. Like Lanit Lushurim, the last key was almost right before Shkiyah. Or else right before you have to say Taisa Shabbos. He wanted to Makabal Taisa Shabbos right before Taisa Shabbos. If he say Metaltal, there's a Shofar, there's a Chatzoisvis. She now let him Metaltal, as Muxa Shofar's on Shabbos. So that was a Takonam, that he put down the Shofar that second when he finished blowing, and right then was Shabbos. So Loch Enechnami, if you forgot to light in there Shabbos, you're not allowed to light in there after the sixth Kiyah. Kona was to have six tkiyas before on Erev Shabbos to tell the people to get ready for Shabbos. Turn on the Rebbe Yishmael. Sheish tkiyas taken Erev Shabbos. Used to blow six tkiyas. Hiskel is kaya tkiyah rishayna. I really saw this. Hiskel is kaya tkiyah rishayna. Nimnu emdim basodim aladir. The people in the fields stop pulling out the bed roots. Or malachros to make charisham. Or malachros kol malachos shebasodis. They not crave Mishra and Likonis, but the people working closer to the city couldn't come in. Achivor Rechokim told first the faraway people came in, the Yukonsu Kulam Kiachdo came in together. Vadayach Nus Tsuchas, the stores were open, the trees of Menachas, and the trays in front of the stores were open, the merchandise was on it. Hiskot Kayat Kiyashniya, Nistakwa Trisna took in the trees and the platforms for outside. Ovanilu Achanuyas, they closed the stores. Vadayin Kham Munachal Gabi Kiro, Kateros Munachal Gabi Kiro. Hiskel, the Tkayat Kiyah Shlishis, they made the third Kiyah, Silikam Masalak, they took off the food. The Hitman Hamatman, everyone to make Hatmona makes it before Shabbos. You know, it's a little bit of a kasha, because the Mishnah says you're allowed to make Hatmona, Hafilu Ben Hashemoshis also. Right? But I said, Matkilu, though, you should make Hatmona beforehand. The Hitler Kamadlik, then they make Hatlok Neris. The Shoyk, they see as dark cotton, they wait till how long it takes to cook, roast the small fish. Or you could they lahad big pas betaner. They waited this amount of time that you put the pot in the tanner and it'll get a little bit burnt, a little bit baked. With the keya, then they'll make it kiyom riyah with the keya. V'shoy this, then they'll be mikav b'shabbos. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Shemati shembo lahadlik achar sheish tkiyas madlik. If you want to light till hadlokas neres after the sixth kiyah, you're allowed to. Why? Shemai nitnu chacham mishil lechaz nakneses lehoylich shayfu lebeisim. His avimineri is that the shayfu is muksam. So if when he blows the last kiyah, it's already Shabbos, how does he carry the shofar? Elamai, they blow the last kiyah and it's not Shabbos yet. Therefore, if you didn't light near Shabbos, you should know it's not Shabbos yet. You're allowed to light near Shabbos. Or Maloy, the yet back, no. Imkein, a satel of rechlish yurim. It depends on how long the chazan has to go home. If he lives closer, so they'll only make it like 2 minutes before shkiyah. If he lives far away, 5 minutes. It's not mistarva, they gave the shurim to last the sixth kiyah. Elo Avada, by the last kiyah was mamish right before Adlokas Neris. That was right before the last one. That was right before Shabbos. They blew the last kiyah. No, the person that blew the shofar for the chazan is holding muksa. Elo Mokem Tznua Yesh to the chazan Knesset Brosh Gagoy. He had a hidden place there where he hides his shofar. Shoshom Maniach shofar. Why the Fishay Metaltlim? Because you're not allowed to be metal to shofar, lo yesa shofar, v'lo yesa chatzoytzois. Hey, it's muksa, on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry a shofar or a chatzoytzois. So therefore, the chazan HaKnesset, when he blew the last kiyam, to tell everybody it's Mama Shabbos right now, the second afterwards he put it down, and he hid it in a mokum, he didn't go home. So nafkamina is, you can't light at Lukas Ner Shabbos. If you got the light before, after the sixth kiyah, you can't light anymore. Fred Gemara, is this true? V'atanya, shofar metaltel. We learned another brisa, so shofar, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. A shofar is not called muksum. But a chatzoitzros ain't metaltelim. A chatzoitz is like a big trumpet. That's your muksa. That's not allowed to touch on Shabbos. Zechur tzestira, are you allowed to touch a shofar on Shabbos or not? Shirashi learns, shein metaltelin afilu b'shus hayochid. He's al smuksa, you can't carry your shofar even in your own house. Why is it Rashi Lefisha Kofuf Roishin? It's bent over their head like our shofars. For royal lisha by mayim, you could put water inside it. For lishtre satinik and let the tinik drink. Hey, it's the small part of the shofar you put inside the tinik's mouth, and on the big side you pour water in and make a bottle out of it. So since it's royal to use the shofar on Shabbos, it's not called muksa. So it's a stira. And tomorrow, oma zrashi chatzaitzroi, that's zicha muksa though. White shooter. A chatzoitz's trumpet was a straight shofar, like straight out. It's only used to blow it. You can't store any water inside it. That's a real muksa, chatzoisois. It's only used to blow, to make noise, and that's also to do on Shabbos. So that's all called the kli shel machtel yisur, which is muksa. And the Gemara on my Rav Lekashe, kan biyochid, kan betzibur. Is that that we say a shayfa you're allowed to touch? That's a shayfa shel yochid, a private person. Like Rashi said, a private person could use it to feed a tinnik. He doesn't have a bottle, so he'll put the small part of the shayfa in the tinnik's mouth, and the big side will put the water in, he'll use it. And kan betzibur. It's a netzibur poshna, means in shul, there nobody uses it to drink with. It's only meant to blow with. So you're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. Therefore, it's called the kli shom laftal yisur. Omalei abaya, over your monashach, over yochid l'maychazi, why are you saying a private shofar is not muks, it's called a kli? Hoy over roi l'gameya boi mayim l'tinnik, because you could drink. You could give a tinnik to drink